meaning and means to be spiritual. Again, it seems like it's a good idea to begin with the definition. The definition itself of being spiritual, spirituality, is pretty broad. Seems like it's a good start. So, the definition, what is spirituality, is of relating to, consisting of, or affecting the spirit, incorporeal or spiritual. The second definition is of or relating to sacred matters, spiritual songs, concerning with religious values. The root word of spirit in some definitions is spirare, which means breath or to breathe or air. And it has me thinking that being spiritual is really being connected to the ether or the unseen, which some is associated is another form of air, because through breathing exercises, through meditation, you relax yourself, you attune yourself with the God within and without, and allow yourself to be in a different state of consciousness, or closer to God or the angels or whatever it is that you connect with. So breath has always been connected with life force energy or spirit. In other languages, spirit literally means air or breath. It means like a prana. There is a prana, life force energy, in the Hindu language. But there's chi and ki, which is the Japanese and Chinese. There's a kundalini energy. There's reiki, or life force energy. But the root of it always goes back to breath or air. And the idea of it is channeling energy that is, for most at least, relatively unseen, to do works sort of healing or protecting, or maybe to protect or defend, or, you know, even using it in baneful ways. It's a form of energy that can be harnessed through thoughts, words, rituals, etc., etc. But that's not the point. The point is that we are all spiritual in some sense. Whether we believe in an invisible God or goddess that influences our life through happenstance or synchronicity, or we pray to our higher selves, it seems natural that most feel that they are connected to something bigger. And to deny that there's nothing beyond what you can perceive with your five senses kind of closes you off to the magic of this world. How many times have you seen something before it's happened? Like you had a feeling, oh my God, this cup is gonna fall. And then seconds later, it falls. And then you begin to ask yourself, well, did I make it fall? It was sitting there by itself. Or, okay, this just was just going to happen. John walked by, he bumped the cup and it fell. Like, you know, what are the chances? Or maybe you have a dream about something before it happens, or another situation, or an intuitive hunch about a person. What are you picking up on? Where is the logic behind it? How did you know this information before it happened? You're in tune. You're in tune with your own spiritual nature. And the deeper that you take this relationship, the more about the world you can learn, the more about yourself and how to move. And everybody expresses their spirituality differently. Don't get me wrong, to have gemstones and crystals and Himalayan salt lamps and burning some sage by the door, it doesn't make you spiritual. It's just a practice. It's a spiritual practice, but it doesn't make you spiritual. You know, like you can do these things, but if you don't put energy behind it, emotion behind it, if you just repeat the words, hell, Satan, don't come here, oh, Satan, don't come here, whatever it is that you say, you know what I mean? Be gone from you. Be gone from here in some lackluster way. You're not channeling the full force of that spiritual energy. You're just repeating words. You're just repeating prayers. And granted, the words, because you're speaking them, have some power. I wouldn't say it makes you spiritual. To me, to be spiritual means that you are seeking to connect with that energy, and you are doing something to try to connect with it. And it could be anything. It does not have to be working as a spiritual teacher, or, you know, teaching the teachings of Eckhart Tolle and stuff like that. You don't have to be present 24 hours to be spiritual. I think it just means to be aware of the unseen world and to move accordingly in a way that allows you to benefit from it. And maybe you're not a person that really wants to tap into it, but you're aware of it. But maybe you are a person who wants to dive deeper into your own spirituality, which could be anything. It has nothing to do with religion. You can be a religious person and move in a way, but not really see the world as being connected through some unseen force, and your actions will reflect that. You looking at the world and looking at the people and looking at this earth we're looking on is something that you are connected to or part of, even in ways in which you can't see. It helps you tap into that spirituality. I would say it's more like a muscle that we exercise, that we choose to recognize or to deny. And you recognizing or denying it doesn't make you a good or bad person. It's just something that we can choose to do. But it's, I think, less about the actions and more about the mind state. And despite the dictionary's definition of being spiritual as being religious, I would just have to disagree. Just because you follow a bunch of hymns and rituals, it doesn't necessarily make you spiritual. If you're doing so with no energy, no devotion in your heart, it's kind of pointless. You're just repeating words. It also doesn't mean that you have to be into crystals or the New Age or get psychic readings and meditate with kale salads and Himalayan salt lamps. These are things, when used properly, can help you dive deeper into parts of yourself. They can help you see the interconnected parts of the world and how Gaia or God has his fingerprints in everything. Being spiritual to me just means that you are aware of an influence of the unseen in your reality and decide to harness that energy in whatever way that you can do that benefits you and hopefully the world in some fashion. I think it's just recognizing that everything is connected, that the world is more than meets the eye. Animals have emotions, flowers can hear your words, that water can hold an impression. You can't wait for modern science to catch up with mystics and magicians and sorts have been saying for eons. You just kind of have to explore it for yourself. And denying it, denying that there is something more, something that can be explained through a bunch of lab results or experiments, may limit you to seeing the bigger picture. You even think about somebody who is much smarter than myself. Albert Einstein, he said that imagination, it was one of the most important things to develop. Even a lot of his theories came through him imagining or through him trancing out what was talking to him. Oh, he just had a brilliant mind, but he even says that he would use his imagination to put together sequences, to see things that maybe you can see logically, you could put it together, you can fathom it. Or maybe Nikola Tesla. I heard that guy slept like 5 hours a day, but he talked a lot about the imagination, about seeing things between the realms, so to speak. So, does this make you spiritual? I think you just being aware of the fact that there is more than what meets the physical eye means that you're on the right track. It's not really a title, it's just something that people are, whether they realize it or recognize it or not. Just being aware. We're all connected. We live in this world of dualism, duality. You know, light or dark, good or bad. You have the choice to be evil or saintly. You can choose and aspire to be either, you know. In this world, we have the formed, or the things that we can see with our physical eyes, and the formless, the things we can't see. How do you know somebody's looking at you? What is that? What are you tapping into? What is that energy? Or if you're into rituals and you speak some stuff into existence, how does it happen? Okay, you summoning angels, or you summoning beings, or you summoning, you know, the lower, like whoever, like what realm are they influencing things on this physical realm? You're tapping into spiritual or unseen energies, things that could be ethereal, ephemeral. You can see them, but if you move in another angle, you can't, but it doesn't mean that they're not there. So everybody's going to tap into it differently. I like to tap into it via meditation. I like to tap into it with some gemstones. I like to tap into it with angels and other spirits, because for me, it like enlightens my soul to connect with a being that's intelligent, that can give you insight on how you can move more or more effective in your own world. Even if it's something simple like assisting you with numbers, helping you with your confidence, helping you get better sleep. I find it fascinating. I couldn't think of really doing anything else aside from connecting with the unseen realm. it's really interesting. It's helped me out a lot. But I also understand there are many pitfalls. You can get so caught up into it to where you deny the importance or existence of the mundane world. And it doesn't make you more spiritual. It makes you imbalanced. You know, the most spiritual thing that you can do is to be able to coexist between heaven and earth, to coexist between the seen and the unseen. And whether you're like, man, I'm not praying to nobody, I'm not into none of this, I don't want no crystals, but at the same time, realize, you know, but I know something is there. I'm just not trying to mess with it. Oh, you're a spiritual person, in my opinion. You are aware of the unseen. You're aware that there's something there. Whether you want to dive into it or not is irrelevant. It's not everybody's calling to dive into it, nor do I think it's safe. However, for those that do, they realize that before long, they do have an influence over themselves and over others, and with great power comes great responsibility, yada, 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 yada. All I'm saying is, whether you realize it or not, you are all spiritual. Everybody has some sort of practice that allows them to connect with themselves, whether they can be deemed a good person or a bad person. People are inherently aware that there is more to the world than meets the eye, but everybody's not meant to deal with it or focus on it or even connect with it. It doesn't take away from you being spiritual or not. The fact that you are aware that there's something more is all it takes. You're aware of the unseen. What you do with it is totally up to you. So, I just wanted to share this. I thought that it was an interesting topic because I've had many conversations with people that are like, oh, I'm not meditating, I'm not spiritual, oh, I don't do this, I'm really just kind of getting into the spirituality stuff. But they've always been interested in it, they've always been aware of it, but maybe they had kids, maybe they had to go to school, and they feel that they're not spiritual enough, and that getting more crystals, more magical books or books on meditation or more yoga classes makes them more spiritual, and it really doesn't. It's just a tool. Spirituality, spiritual tools, spiritual hacks, it's just, they're tools to help you navigate through both worlds. And in the case of spiritualists, things that assist you in navigating in the unseen world, the world of your mind, the world of your emotions. Can you really see your emotions? Can you see your mind? Not the same as your brain. When you go to sleep, do you see the astral realm? Do you see the dream realm? Sometimes when you begin doing activities that you don't really see a physical effect on, you begin to notice in other ways. You maybe practice the energy balance and exercise. Maybe you burn sage. Maybe you do the Kabbalistic cross or the pentagram or something like that. And you don't necessarily see anything before you, but maybe you notice that you feel better about yourself. Maybe you start exercising. Maybe you sleep better. What are you influencing? You know, you're influencing the spiritual realm. You're influencing the etheric realm, the unseen realm. You can do it with everything, with sound, with colors, with emotions, with words, with pictures. We're all spiritual. That's the point. I just wanted to share this so that you know, whether you choose a practice or buy a crystal, you're still a spiritual person. And whenever you want to tap into it, all you gotta do is just think about what you want to do, and things will begin to happen. More on that later. But I appreciate your time and your energy of listening to what it means to be spiritual and how you are likely already harnessing spiritual energy in your reality. And if you stay tuned, I will teach you simple ways and how you can harness this unseen energy to shift your reality to be closer to your most ideal existence.